I'm Larry London with more of the world's best variety to share after this news update on VOA Music Mix.
Hurricane Sandy pounds the U.S. East Coast. Syrian planes bomb areas of Damascus. I'm Dave DeForest reporting from Washington. International observers are criticizing Ukraine for Sunday's parliamentary elections, pointing to alleged abuse of power and the alleged excessive role of money in the vote. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe coordinator, Walburga Habsburg Douglas, said the democratic process appears to have taken a step backward. With one-third of the votes counted, Ukraine's election commission says President Viktor Yanukovych's ruling Party of the Regions has won about 34% of the vote. A suicide bomber rammed his car into a church in Nigeria's northern city of Kaduna Sunday, blowing it up and killing at least seven people. Reprisal attacks left another three people dead. More than 100 were wounded in the incident. Hurricane Sandy is strengthening as it hammers the U.S. East Coast with high wind and heavy rain. Meredith Buell reports.
It is being called a life-threatening superstorm as Hurricane Sandy pounds the eastern United States. The storm is expected to bring hurricane-force winds to the nation's most populated region and could affect 50 million people from Virginia to Massachusetts. The storm has forced major cities like Washington, Philadelphia, and New York to close schools and shut down mass transit systems. Airlines have canceled thousands of flights and train routes have been suspended. New York authorities ordered the evacuation of 375,000 people and closed stock markets. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.
President Barack Obama told reporters at the White House today that the various levels of government are carefully coordinating a response to the storm.
The good news is that the governors and local officials, I think, have had a few days of preparation. There's been extraordinarily close coordination between state, federal, and local governments. And so we're confident that the assets are pre-positioned for an effective response in the aftermath of the storm.
Both President Obama and his opponent in next week's election, Republican Mitt Romney, have had to change campaign plans because of Hurricane Sandy. Syrian warplanes bombed rebel targets in the Damascus suburbs today. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said fighter jets carried out at least six air raids. It reported intense fighting as troops attempt to regain control from anti-government rebels. A Syrian official says a terrorist car bomb killed 10 people and wounded 41 in the Damascus suburb of Jarahana. India's prime minister has overhauled his cabinet, in a bid to repair the image of his government, tarnished by corruption scandals and complaints of poor governance. Rahul Gandhi, who is widely seen as a possible future prime minister, was not named to the new cabinet. Anjana Pasricha has more.
The cabinet changes include the induction of seven new senior ministers and 15 junior ministers. The major challenge confronting the Congress-led coalition is its waning popularity. It hopes to win a third term in office in 2014, but public confidence in Prime Minister Manmohan Singh's government has been plunging. Rahul Gandhi, whose entry into a senior government post has been long expected, did not join the ministry. Prime Minister Singh says Gandhi wants to concentrate on strengthening the Congress party ahead of the elections. There is also speculation that Gandhi could become the working president of the party. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton today pledged U.S. support for Algerian President Abdelaziz Bouteflika in backing West African efforts against Islamic extremists in Mali. Speaking in Algiers following her talks with Mr. Bouteflika, Clinton said the two countries have agreed to continue working together along with other groups.
I very much appreciated the president's analysis based on his long experience as to the many complicated factors that have to be addressed to deal with the internal insecurity in Mali and the terrorist and drug trafficking threat that is posed to the region and beyond.
Hillary Clinton, ministers from Pakistan, Britain, and the United Arab Emirates have visited a hospital where a Pakistani girl shot by the Taliban is being treated. They called Malala Yousafzai a symbol of courage and determination. I'm Dave DeForest. More news on the internet at voanews.com.
Hi, my name